Today's daf is daf Tzadi Aleph, the last daf of Masechta. Let's take it from the bottom of Tzadi Amud Beis, from five lines up, Amar Rav Papa. That's okay. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa in the bottom there. Badiglan Rava. So Rava wanted to inquire if Eishes Kohen Shenensa, a wife of a Kohen was Nensa, she had been raped, she had been violated, and the Lacha normally is, and the Lacha is that a woman who's Nansa, if she's married to anyone who's not a Kohen, Nazar, so then she's mutter to her husband only if she is bemazed, she's with another man, as an Eish is, she's usher to them. But Nansa, she's mutter, but if she's married to a Kohen, the halacha is Nansa, she's usher to the Kohen. So he wanted to know, what?
To
no, only to a Kohen. So the halacha is an Eish is Kohen, she's Nansa, she's usher to her husband, to the Kohen. Yesh laksuba, ain't laksuba. So she asked it to her husband, but does she get to collect the ksuba, and they're forced her to get divorced now? Does she at least get the ksuba? It's not her fault. She should at least get the monetary payment. Or no, she loses that as well. Kaven de ones legave kohen karatz and legave yisrael damim. Since ones for her, since she married to kohen, is similar to a woman who's to yisrael who's married who did beratzon. In both cases, they're forced to get divorced, and therefore, since both cases are similar, ain laksuba. So just like if a woman married to yisrael were to be beratzon with another man, she'd lose her ksuba. So to a wife, Eishes Kohen, who's Nensa, she'd also lose her ksuba. O Dilma Matzi Amrila, or she could claim Ana HaChazina. So Ana HaChazina, V'gavra, who dinisach bo sadeu. I'm fit. I'm okay, I did nothing wrong. But you, it's your field that was spit. It's your mazel, because you're Kohen, so you can't stay married to me. But for me, I didn't do anything wrong. I was Nensa. I did nothing wrong, so you can't penalize me. The reason why I can't stay married to you is because you have to be a Kohen. It's your bad mazel. And we say, what's the pshat? What's the psak? What's the bottom line here? What do they say back to Rava? So they say, Masnisini, this is a Mefurish Mishnah, happens to be our Mishnah from yesterday's daf. The Mishnah told us, Ha'omeres Timea Ani Lecha. If she says that I am Tamei to you, this is what she says. The halacha is, Yesh Laksuba, she gets the Ksuba. So what's the case where she says she's Aser to him, yet she still is allowed to have the ksuba? But my asking, what are we dealing with here? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, Be'eshes Yisrael, tell me about Be'eshes Yisrael, she says, I'm tummy to you, I'm sorry, I was with another man, I'm usher to you. Iberatzon, if she did Iberatzon, Klom Yesh laksuba, does she get a ksuba? If she Iberatzon was with another man, certainly she won't get a ksuba. So it can't be that case where she still gets a ksuba that our mission is referring to. V'Iba Ones, if it was a case where she was Ones, Mika Mistasi Agaba, does she become usher to her husband?
No.
Of course not. She's Mutta, so certainly can't be referring to an Eishes Yisrael. So what are we left with? What's the one final case? Ella, Be'eishes Kohen. It must be talking about an Eishes Kohen. So what's the case here? If it's Eishes Kohen, Iberatzon, if she's with another man, Beratzon, Klum, Yesha Ksuba, certainly she won't get a Ksuba. Migara, Me'eishes Yisrael, Beratzon. Is it any less severe than Eishes Yisrael who doesn't get Ksuba Beratzon? So certainly an Eishes Kohen should also lose her Ksuba if it was Beratzon. Ella, the final case really is Ella Be'ones, must be an Eishes Kohen who is Be'ones. And the halacha is, although she's asked to stay married to her husband, the Mishnah tells us V'katani Yesha Ksuba, but she still gets a Ksuba because she was not at fault. It was nispach b'sedei. It was the bad mazel of him being a Kohen. But in terms of her perspective, she did nothing wrong. She shouldn't be penalized. And therefore, the Mishnah paskins, she gets a ksuba. Okay, beautiful. Very clear. No ron's really to do here. No tosis, no rush. The Gemara continues now. Ibai lehu. The Gemara asks the following question. Amru lebaila gerashtani mahu. She says to her husband, you had divorced me. Remember you divorced me? He didn't remember this, but she says, you divorced me. And the Ron explains here, the two lines up from the top, V'ibailhu amr le'bailan gerashtani v'niskarea haget o'sha'avad. Now had she had the get, she just presents the get and there's nothing to talk about. But in this case, if she claims the get that she received either got ripped or got lost, and u'mishimhachi mishakrav lo mitarscha. Oh, sorry, I skipped the line. Mahu lehamina lehatir linasai. Do we trust her statement? Does she have such azis panim to stand up in front of her husband and say, you divorced me? So Pasha says she wouldn't say to her real husband, you divorced me, unless it really happened. So maybe we should believe her. Or no, maybe we shouldn't believe her, because if she really been divorced, she would have kept on to her get. She would have protected it. So Gemara says, what's the answer? Do we trust her when she claims that she's divorced? Amar Rav Hamnuna Toshma, he brings a rai from our Mishnah again. How meris tamei ani lecha, if she says, I'm aser to you, I'm tamei to you, da'afidu le'mishnah achrona dikatani lo mahemne. Even according to the last version of our Mishnah, which says we don't trust her, Hasam hu the mishakri yada the baila lo yadaba. So there she's lying because she knows about it, but her husband doesn't know about this. Aval gavik, right? Because when she says I'm tmei ani lecha, the husband has no idea what she had done. It's all based on what she said. So we're concerned that she's perhaps lying. Maybe she saw another man she wanted to be married to, so she created this whole story that never really existed. So we can't really trust her. Aval here by the case of the gershani gavik gershani, where she says you, the husband, you gave me a get. The yadaba, he knows mehemne. So therefore she should believe, because he knows if that happened, he really knows he's the one who gave the divorce. Why? A woman is not so brazen to say to her husband, when it never really happened, you divorced me. So the fact that she stood up to her husband and said, you divorced me, must be that gives her ne'emanus, and she should believe that's the chazaka. So you can't bring me a raya from our Mishnah, where only she knows about it. So she can create any story she wants, because her husband has no idea what's going on. So no Aziz pun in there. He can never disprove that from being the case. So she's very willing to say, oh, it happened, but never really happened. When it comes to him divorcing her, so and only it could be happen a divorce if he gave her the get, so she would only say if it really happened.
I think this probably is a deal too.
What?
He's aiding. Somebody wrote the get.
That's also a good, point. Good, very, very good point, actually. Let's say that Adam are no longer to be found. They're dead, or we can't find them. But it's a good point. Seemingly, that should be the first thing. Bring me Adam. Who signed the star? Let's see if anyone points that asks that question. I'm not seeing anything down here below. That's a good question.
That's not the Indian here, the Indian is the Ketubah.
Yeah, Hanami, but it still could be a question. Why not? Why does the Gemara not address that part of the Edom? Okay, let's go weiter then. The Gemara says, well, let's bring another Raya. Again, we're trying to figure out here. Actually, we're not done with this Raya stuff. But the question we're trying to figure out is, if she says Gerish Tani, do we believe her? So the Gemara says further, Amar Le Rava, Rava says back, Ad Rava, the opposite is true. Afilu Mishnah Rishona, even according to Mishnah Rishona, where we initially believed her, if she says Tamani Lecha, the Mishnah told us, if she says to her husband Tamani Lecha, she's actually usher to him. So even according to the Mishnah Rishona, the Katani Mehemne, that she's believed, Hasa Mishnah Dilavi Dilabzuy Nafshe, a person, a woman in particular, wouldn't want to disgrace herself and claim she's with another man, she was an Ashes Ish. No one wants to disgrace herself unless it really happened. So that gives her more Nemanus. Aval, when it comes to Hacha, the Zimna, the talk of the Min Gavra, Meiza. When a woman's married to a husband who's so strict, so aggressive, whatever the case might be, so she's willing to step up to him and say whatever she wants to him. The Shalom Bias went so out the door, she's willing to be mazed. And therefore, it's no rye the fact that she says, oh, you divorced me if it never really happened. She's very willing to lie to him to his face. So therefore, the opposite might be true. She might be more willing to say she got divorced than she is to be willing to say she's with another man. So there's no rye from that case. Asks the Gemara now, Mesiv Rav Misharsha, Hashemayim Beni Levinecha. This is also another example of the Mishnah. She said, between me and you, it's like the sky. The sky is the difference between me and you. Meaning there's a big difference. You can't be with me anymore. So what's the halacha there? So the same thing. The Mishnah Rishona had told us we believe her. And then the Mishnah Achrona said we don't believe her anymore because maybe she put her Nasan Einab Ishacher. Maybe she wanted to marry somebody else. So she claimed this to be usher to her husband. So what's the question here? The Gemara says, so the Mesir of Misharsha, Hashemayim Beni Levinecha. The Mishnah Rishona, according to Mishnah Rishona, where she was believed to say such a statement, to the Rava. That's a big kashi to Rava. Why? The less like kisufa. There's no disgrace that she's not saying tamiani lecha that I'm tamed that I was with another man. She's saying there's a big difference between the two of us. We're so far from apart. We can't relate to each other anymore. So what was that line exactly? How did we say shemaim and beni?
Meaning we don't fit.
I think that's what it's saying, but
It means that he can't have children.
Aha, uh-huh. That's how we interpreted it yesterday, okay.
So, yeah, nothing's wrong with her.
Aha. So, there's nothing wrong with her. And so, is her involved? Not disgraceful, disgraceful about him, perhaps, but nothing on her part. So, she's very willing to say that. And yet, we see, according to Mishnah Rishona, that she's believed, even though it's not something That's disgraceful to her. That's the tiyufta. V'katani medhemne, back to Gemara. So the Gemara says, Kesava Rava, Rava hold, Hasam, Kevin dis lo sagile, lo amr ein yor kichetz, ilo isa kidekamri, lo amr le shmaim ben il venecha. So Rava holds, in that case is different also. Why? Why is that case different? So it explains that, again, Kesava Rava, Rava holds, Hasam over there, why didn't she say that shmaim is ben il venecha? That's also, there's disgrace for her. Why? Came into the Sagile, since the base is not going to accept, it might, her words might not be enough. The Lo Amra Ein Yor Kechetz, since she didn't say, my husband doesn't Yor Kechetz the way he's has Tashmish, since she didn't say that Lashon, had she said that Lashon, okay, Basin would have understood that. But since she didn't use that Lashon, maybe really it's a problem. Ilo Isa Kedikamra, Lo Amra. What do we have? He's saying this here.
The Ron explains it.
Let's see the Ron here. The Ron says, Hasam came into Lo Sagile the Lo Amr in Yor Kechetz. There, if she didn't say he's not Yor Kechetz when he has Tashmish, it's not enough. Ilo Isa Kedikamri Lo Amr Le, had not been sure what she said, she wouldn't have said this. Says the Ran. The Chemin she tzricha levare dvareha kidamra shmaim binil vanecha. Since she has to clarify her statement, what that means that the shmaim is between us. But tzricha lomar beferish, and she needs to explicitly state mashahi to'enes alav, what her exact claim is. Ainu shein yor kechetz ketzifa la milsa. She has to be a little bit more descriptive than she normally would be, that he's not yor kechetz, and that's embarrassing for her. V'lav the kushahi lavi amri, and had not been true, she would not have put herself in a position to have to come to this statement. So yes, you're right. When she says shemayim b'nil v'necha, that itself is not so embarrassing. But that's going to cause her, basically, what does that mean? Say what you mean. And she has to ultimately say, he's not yor kechet. That herself is uncomfortable for her to state such a thing. So it will ultimately will result in kisufa and somewhat of an embarrassment. So that, too, is the ground for us believing her. So it's consistent. That's why we believe her, by kisufa. And therefore, it's no longer a kasha to Rava. Again, the reason why she believed in the Mishnah is by Gerish Tani and by... Right, exactly, because it has to do with Kisufa. The Gemara says further now. Now, Hashemayim b'nivaynecha, the Mishnah Achrona, according to the Mishnah Achrona, where we don't believe her anymore, we're concerned that maybe Nos Shema Nos Neina b'ishacher, when we don't believe her by saying such a statement, Tevet Yufta the Rav Hamnuna, that should be a shalat to Rav Hamnuna. Because Rav Hamnuna thought initially that we believe her. So we don't believe her because maybe she's lying. So in this case, what's going on here? And the reason why, because she might be lying when she says Tamani Lacha, because the husband doesn't know. She's able to marry, to lie. But she can't lie about Gershani, so we should believe by Gershani. But by Shemayim Benil Venecha, that too, the husband knows. So if according to Rav Hamnuna, the criteria is if the husband knows and she says it, that means she's believed. So here, the husband knows that he can't have children. So she should be believed even according to the Mishnah Achrona. If it says the Gemara, ha ha ha, the yadahi, ubal yadaba, she knows about it and he knows about it, they both know about it. Yet katani dula memni, yet she's still told, she's still not believed. But according to Rav Hamnuna, she should be believed because they both know about it. And she still says, shemayim b'ni levanecha. So explains Kasav Rav Hamnuna, Gemara explains, Rav Hamnuna holds, ha chanami hu gufa, amra, nihi de bibia yada, b'yor kachetz mi yada. No, he doesn't know either. He knows about Bia, but he doesn't know about Yor Kechet. Only she knows about Yor Kechet because she feels the Yor Kechet. Though she doesn't feel the Yor Kechet, only she knows about this. So this too is something that's not known by him either. Okay.
They should measure the speed too.
What?
They should measure the speed.
The speed?
What? You know how to measure. Measure is the speed of a fluid. I know the volume, not the speed.
Okay. Fine. So that's the end of this discussion. Morna goes on to a Maisa. Two dots, three lines from the bottom of Sadi Aleph Amun Aleph. Hahi Isisa, there's once a woman, the Choyoma, the Tashmish, Mikadne, Mesh Yadola Gavra. So every day before Tashmish, she would go with another man, I guess. Let's look at the Ron at the bottom here. The Ron says the last two lines, Hahi Isisa, Ashish Kohen Haisa. She happened to be married to a Kohen. The Ashish Israel came in Shafila Fi Devera, Svaroi Haisa Shubaila, Ainlacha Ones Vikadam. Isav Ones Biso Mishashari. Had it been, we'll figure out the case in a second, but it was a case of Ones, and had it been Eishes Yisrael, there would never be an issue by Ones. So we're talking about Eishes Cohen. Keep that in mind.
What is Ones
here? Well, we'll see in a second. We haven't gotten to the case, but he is foreshadowing for us. So what happened here again? So there's a woman who's married to a Cohen, and every day that she's being Meshameshes with her husband, Mikadma, in the morning, Mashia Delagava, she would wash his hands. Okay. Fine, I'm not sure the washing of the hands in the morning. Yom Echad, the one day, Asile Maile Mamsha, she went to go wash the hands of her husband in the morning. Amr La, he says to her, Hada Milsa La Havi Haidna. So the husband says, what do you wash my hands this morning? We were with each other. There was no Tashmish last night. Amr La, she says, Imkain, Chad Min HaNachim, must have been one of the other, the Goyim who came into the house last night. The Ahaloye, the Havu Hacha Ha'inna, may one of the people selling tents. The Ran says, Nachim Mochi Oel, those selling these tents were here last night. Iantlo, if it wasn't you, Dilma Minhon, maybe one of them it was. So that's the problem. If it had been Eishes Yisrael and in the case of Ones, there wouldn't be an issue, nothing to talk about here. But since she's married to Kohen, then it becomes a big problem. So what happened? Summer of Nachman, Einea Nasabacher, less be Mashasha Bemila. Nope. Rav Nachman knew right away, he saw right through her. She clearly wanted to be married to somebody else. And she claimed, oh, I was violated by some other man, one of these mochei olim, but it never really happened. She has no mamashas to her words. Her words don't hold water. And that's it. They're still married. How does he know this? I don't know. I'm not sure. No one tells us how he knows this. Let's see. So the way they explain here, the Chus Chassam Sofer says this and others as well, that the reason why the other case in the Mishnah, there was reason to think that she was Aser when she says Tmeani Lecha or Shmaim Benil Venecha, those cases where there was a Havmina, at least in the Mishnah Rishona, to say she was Aser, because she said straight out she was Aser. She was Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. A person could say something, when you're making a neder, we saw this, we spoke about this all in the beginning, I think it's the Shitas HaKatos. When you make something a neder, when you make a statement, Yeshavi anafshi chaticha disur. You make this asr to you now. If you say to your husband that I'm asr to you, you're shavi anafshi, you're making yourself asr to him. Here she never said anything asr. She washed the hands in the morning of her husband, which implied that she had tashmish the night before. And the husband concluded, well, that wasn't me, but she had never said anything herself, so therefore she never was asr. Had she said, I was with a man the night before, that's already a different story. But this story was not Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disur, and therefore she's still permitted and married to her husband. Barna records another story, Hahi Isisa, there's once a woman, Delo Have Bidicha Daita Bechad Agara. So Bidicha Lashem Bidichus, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Pesachim, Gemara in Shabbos means Simcha. So, Delo Have Bidichucha Daita Bechad Agara, she wasn't very pleased with her husband, they were in a little fight. Amar La, he says to her, Haidna Maishna. So he says to her, why are you so unhappy with me today? What did I do wrong? So Amar La, she says, Me'olam Lotzartim B'derech Eretz Ki'ayna. Never did you make me so uncomfortable during Tashmish like you did today. Amar La, Lo Hava Hade B'ilsa Hadna. What are you talking about? Well, that wasn't me. That was somebody else, I guess. So,
I know what you're saying. What are you talking about?
Okay. My narrating? Okay.
It's not my fault that you feel bad. It's not, it wasn't me.
Okay, Amri Leh. So she says to him, Imkain, Halin Nachrim Neftuya, the Havi Hacha Haidna. Must have been one of the other Nachrim. Neftuya means Moche Nefet. I think people selling perfume and smells and spices. Must have been one of them. Iantlo, if it wasn't you. Dilma Chad Minar, maybe it was one of them. Amr Lahu, so Rav Nachman says to them, to the husband and wife, Lo Tishiguchan Ba, no sense say Nabacher Ava. Don't trust her. She saw somebody else. Because again, the same halacha, she never said she was also to him. She never said she was with somebody else. She said she did something that implied that there was Tashmish. And the husband realized, wait a second, that wasn't me. And then he concluded from all the statements that it must have been with somebody else. But since she didn't say straight out that she was with another man and she was Nenas, then the halacha is, it's not Shavin Afshi Chaticha Disura, and she is still permitted to her husband. Okay, one final story. Very interesting way to conclude the Masechta. Ahu Gavr Dehavi Meharzik Bebeisa Ahu. There's once a person who was in Harzik, that was a place. Hu Vinsa, and so the husband was overseas somewhere. And in the house was a man and a different man, and his wife. So Al Vasa Mar Debesa, the husband comes home from his trip. Parta Noef Lahotzi. So the Noef, the other man, the Noef, what had split the Hutza, had separated the curtains of some sort. Hutza was the way you used to make fences from like some type of vegetation. The Arak, and he hid, ran away. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Is this a Sharia? The woman is permitted. Im Isa David Isura, Arkusa Havim Mirkas. Because had they violated an Isur, he would have been hiding from the husband, so the husband wouldn't see him. Here, he just kind of, the husband came home, he walked right out, opened the fence, and just left without having trying to hide. The fact that he didn't hide tells us that he didn't do anything else. He didn't feel guilty.
But he ran away, what do you mean?
Yeah, but he ran away in a way that he could be seen.
Fine.
He wasn't.
But he ran away.
But he's saying, but no, he would have hit.
Caught.
He would have been. He would have hid.
Not to get killed.
Right. Well, he would have. Right, okay. Well, he would have hidden. It says the Gemara assumes he would have hidden otherwise.
Well, because the husband knows who he is. So he wants to kill him. He knows who he's looking for.
Still, but the heat of the moment, you do not want to kill to get guilty second. You're hoping to avoid it.
Okay. Then now this is the final mice, I guess. Hahu Noif Taal Lagavida Hi Insa. Noif was entering the house of a woman who was married. Also Gavra. So the husband comes home. Salak Noif. The Noif moves. Isav Bikale Bava. So he was hiding in the curtain in front of the delet, in front of the doorway. Have a Michtan Tachli Taman. There are some type of vegetables there. The tamin chavya, and a snake had taken a bite out of this and left some of its venom back. Boy mari de besa lemechal. The husband who just came home wanted to take a bite. Minhanu tachli lodaita dinsa. Wanted to eat some of these vegetables without the wife seeing. The wife knew this. The wife didn't see this going on.
And why you cannot eat it? Because the snake ate it and this venom. What's the problem?
The venom is poisonous.
But I thought venom only if it's getting to the blood, it's poisoning me. If you drink venom, nothing happened.
Oh, I wouldn't try it, and
I wouldn't try it myself, but I thought you don't want
to. I don't know. The Gemara, there are a number of halachas that are dependent on assumption.
Or something.
It's assuming, the Gemara assumes that venom could be only certain types of snakes. Drinking venom will be dangerous for a person.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Maybe it was, not anymore.
Could be different types of snakes.
It's interesting. Yeah. I'll Google it.
Google it. Let me know. Yeah. So there's a lot of halacha ma'aser to this.
Can you taste venom? Snake venom.
Right. Okay. So so the husband, the Noif is hiding behind the curtain. The wife had went to the other room. She was, I guess, a little uncomfortable. She didn't want to face her husband. She was trying to play it cool. Husband's hungry for a long trip. He's about to take a bite of some type of vegetable that
the nice guy told me don't eat.
Well, right, when we get there, you're going to ruin the punchline. So Amalei, who knows? The knife comes from without the curtain, like Superman, and says, wait, lo seicha minan, don't eat them. That vegetable, the tamina and chavya, snake had bitten it. I'm just looking at the Gina Shas here, okay. So Amarava, insa sharia, the wife is permitted. Why? Because in Isa, David Isura, nichalei, dileichel anemus. Because had the husband, had rather had the man, the knife, and the wife, had violated the Isser, he, the wife, would have preferred the husband die, and this way he could marry this woman. The pasuk says, "Ki nafu v'dam b'yadayim." The nafu, the person who is an adulterer, and the blood's in his hands. He wants to see the death of his of the husband of this woman. So the fact that he said he didn't, he cared about this yid, he wanted the yid to live, and shows us that he was not violating any yisur. Now he may have thought to, maybe he tried to. I'm sure the husband wouldn't be pleased anyways, but at least from the perspective of the noef, he had done nothing wrong. Whereas the pshita, it's obvious which violator, which noef who violated would have actually let the would have prevented the husband from eating this. Whereas his mouth the same, and no, what would you have thought? Maybe he really shouldn't be believed. He shouldn't be believed. Why? Yisur Ovid, maybe he really violated the Isser. He was with the Eishes Ish. The Eishes Ish is Aser. V'hai Demerlei. Why'd he say something to the husband not to eat this vegetable, not to endanger himself? D'nichalei to lo lemos baal d'tevi insa ilay mayim gnuvim imtaku. He didn't want the husband to die. When the husband stays alive, that means she's off for forbidden fruit. And forbidden fruit are sweeter. Stolen waters are sweeter. He wanted that sweet taste of stealing something away. He wanted them to stay married. He says, don't eat that vegetable. Stay married. To stay alive. Stay married. And this way he could enjoy the sweetness of the stolen waters. V'lechem starm yinayim. And the secret bread should be sweet and pleasant. So you would think maybe he shouldn't be believed. He's just telling him so he stays alive to keep this genuvim. I'm genuvim. And the Gemara concludes in a very strange way. Kamashman, we do in fact believe him. We do in fact believe him. That even though mayim gnuvim yimtaku, even though they are sweeter, he's still a person who wouldn't go so far to expose himself unless he didn't violate the iser. So just one thing, last night, I know Harry heard this, but it's kedai. Were you at the Shal Shiras last night? Oh,
I was, by the way.
Okay, so it's kedai. It's a very nice vort that Eliyahu Blumenthal said when he finished the siyum from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, and he wants to very most masechtas, I think all masechtas finish in a positive note. This doesn't seem so positive. So to make it a little bit more positive, the Chassam Sofer explained that what it means here is Maim Gnuvim Yimtaku. Maim is no ain Maim El Torah, the Gemara tells us, and Gnuvim stolen waters. How do you make it sweet? When it comes to learning, you have to steal moments, steal hours, steal minutes in the day. When you steal those minutes and turn them into water, turn them into Torah, that's the sweetest type of learning. That's the most kishmak you could have when you steal those moments in order to fill them with Torah. And that's his pshat, his drash on this pasuk. A beautiful pshat. He's giving chizik for people to take on Daf Yomi, to continue Daf Yomi. So with that, we have the Hajjan Alach. The question is, should we make a Hajjan after the Shachar this morning, after the Minyan, or we did it yesterday already, we were today. Okay, Hadulach, Failu the Dharm Sligalach Masekas. The Dharm Shkayach Mazel Tov. Beautiful. Yeah, well, we did it quite early.